This is the home of War of the Roses.
The War of the Roses.
The War of the Roses is my favorite.
Mojo in the Morning.
Hey, do you have somebody in mind that you want to send flowers to?
Maria. I can spell that for you.
Okay. Okay. And you also get to send a message along with this text coupon. Did you want me to include anything, or I can just sign your name?
How about, don't ask, don't tell.
So was that the woman that Melanie heard in the background when she called her husband, who doesn't live at their house during the week? He actually lives in a work apartment. There also was this that happened at the beginning of the phone call that Shannon made.
Hi, is this Brett?
Is this Deborah?
Said it was somebody from work, I guess, that was supposed to be calling him up. And somebody gave us the idea on a text, and I just thought this was actually not a bad idea. They said that you should call back as Deborah. Melanie was not comfortable with the fact of going back on the air with us, but she is listening right now, so keep her there.
Hello?
Hi, Brad. This is Deborah from work.
Hey, Deborah.
Hey, who is Maria?
Didn't fall for it.
Talk to Melanie off the air and see if she wants to come back on the air with us. We would definitely like to ask her a few more questions about the living arrangements and how long she had planned on letting this go on. But if she doesn't want to go back on the air with us, we understand. Mary, hi. You have a comment on War of the Roses. Hi.
Hi. How are you? Oh. I was just wondering how many women he might be with, being that he thought she was Deborah in the first place. And it's okay to expect a phone call and everything, but if he's cheating with one, he could be cheating with multiple.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. You know, the fact that the guy has opportunity is what made me suspicious. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like her hearing a voice in the background was interesting, but the fact that he has opportunity, and I just don't understand why a guy would think that that's, you know, something that you should do when you only live an hour or so from your work.
Unfortunate for her.
Mojo in the Morning, thanks for the call. But Dave has a question or a comment for us. What's that, Dave?
Yeah, you should call his work and ask for the lady that he sent the roses to, because I bet he works with her.
You think so?
Yep.
That's a good thing. We'll have to ask Melanie if she is willing to let us do that. We'll have to get her permission on that.
Find out from her where he works and give his work a call.
Hey, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Mojo in the Morning, commercial free. What's up, Maureen?
Hey, how you doing?
Good. What are your thoughts?
My thoughts are this. If I was in Melanie's position, I would, A, totally be at the apartment at least a few nights a week, investigate. And an hour drive is not a big deal for him to go back and forth to home.
So are you saying Melanie's at fault for letting this happen?
I just think that, you know, she's probably a very sweet, naive person that, if I were her, I would investigate. Where are you sleeping? I want to come sleep there 3 days a week. You know what I'm saying?
If I were Melanie, he would not have that apartment in the first place.
I'm with you, sweetheart. And you know what? I think you're so beautiful.
Thank you.
Oh, my God. What all of a sudden you turned on that one there.
Nice. And Mojo, I think you're a hottie, too.
Oh, there you go.
Well, as long as
what
you
about
say
Spike?
That.
Great. Have a nice
day. Yeah, don't let Spike feel left out.
We'll see you later. Take care. Wait.
And your wife is beautiful.
Wait, she said, wait.
You are so sweet.
Wow. Saying that full of compliments.
Is there anything to Spike that you'd like to compliment?
I think he looks like Pee Wee Herman. My husband travels, and you know what?
Yeah.
I go with him sometimes because, you know what? I'm not going to give him the opportunity to cheat.
All right, again, another thing. Anything about Spike you'd like to say?
Spike is Spike.
Spike, he's an ass.
You are a sad, strange little man.
We love you, Spike. Sort of.
Spike.
This is Mojo in the Morning.
Melissa wants to make a quick comment here about Melanie finding out that her husband who has a work apartment, was sending flowers to another woman. You wanted to comment on the War of the Roses?
I do. I don't know how old they are, but the second my ex-idiot called me to break it off after we had spoken, I could tell in his voice that it was a half an octave lower, and I said, oh, my God, you're cheating on me. And she will know. The second you need to investigate something is the second you need to leave. And she's not an investigator. This is taking up so much. I can't imagine how much crap and pain that she's going through.
Yeah.
And to not know is worse. And for him to not let her know is even worse.
Yeah, I mean, it's so exhausting what she's doing.
It's so exhausting. And she deserves better than that. He doesn't have that much power over her.
I may sound like a broken record. We said it 4 million times, but you got it. Women's intuition is not wrong. I mean, when we get these calls and these emails and War of the Roses, it feels like 90% of the women already know in their heart what's going on. They just need to put that final nail in the coffin and expose it all so that they can move forward.
I thought it was interesting when she said that.
It's
interesting when you said that his voice changed, like his tone of his voice changed.
Oh, my God. Your voice is a half an octave lower. But the best part was that I was living in L.A. with him after 9 years.
Yeah.
And he called me.
Really?
To break it off. And we had discussed I was going to go back east. We discussed not getting married. He didn't need to do that. So it's really cruel. It is the worst. One of the worst things you can do to a female.
Yeah. Believe me, we experience it every week with the War of the Roses. I think my voice just went an octave lower on that one, too. I was a little worried about that. Felicia, what are you calling about?
I'm calling because the last phone caller said, couldn't find anything nice to say about Spike.
Were you feeling bad for him?
I don't feel bad for him. I adore him.
Yeah, that's right.
I think, Spike, you make the show, and I adore you.
Spike's in
and
hell.
I'm telling you right now. You make my drive absolutely wonderful.
So nice.
Both of you.
Thank
you,
Felicia.
I mean, Spike, you're very, very talented.
I love this woman.
So sweet.
I want to pay you to follow me around like a life coach and just whisper this in my ear.
And Spike, you're a wonderful friend, too. The other day when we were talking about gifts, giving people gifts.
Yeah.
You're a great guy. You really are one of a kind.
Oh, thank
you. Spike, don't play with girls.
I appreciate that. Thank you for paying attention to me over here in the corner.
I do all the time. I just want you to know that I'm in your corner.
Shove it up your ass! And might I add, in retort, that you are one of my favorite callers. I got to say, out of everybody that's called this morning, you touched my heart. I caught the feels as soon as the phone started ringing with you.
See? What can I say?
The You're pounding funny. Begins.
All right. Well, thank you for the call. Appreciate it, Felicia.
Okay.
Sweet. Yes.
Bye.
All right. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Laugh all you want at Spike's world famous phone scams.
I know you guys are having a laugh, but my face is 6 inches from potty water. You got to help me out and get a plumber down here to help free me.
We'll call you eventually.
I lost the dope and now I lost the Rolex.
I'm trying to help you, buddy.
World famous phone scams at 7:50 and 9:50 on Mojo in the Morning.